okay. Actually, what's to be said is very simple and very easy. This is everything. This is it. This is whatever you want to call it. Wholeness, oneness, nothing, everything. This is it. This is what you are looking for. This is what, the apparent self, the apparent me is looking for, is actually only this. One could say, and this is a description also of this, which actually cannot be described, it's an appearance. It's something which is not only real. For the apparent self, for this thing which calls itself me, this is real. Without this perception of being someone, this is real and unreal. And it seems to be like that it's this two things, it's not two. This two things, real and unreal, makes it complete or full or whole. For the apparent me, for this I, this lives in a feeling of lacking something. It looks at it looks at this as if it's separate from itself, and somehow there's a feeling, an experiencing of something is lacking or missing. Because it's perceived as not as everything, just as parts, as something which seems to be separate. But actually, this is it. It's already there. It's already. And this apparent me is always looking for something else. Not this, but something else. This apparent me, best description I heard or I'm using is for the me as an energy. Apparent me is not a thought. It's not the I thought. It's not a feeling. It's more like an energy. It's a whole perception. The whole perception of oneself, of the world, including feelings and thoughts. Maybe this may be a description for the separate thing. I thoughts are more like a symptom of feeling, experiencing oneself as a separate person.
As it means, for me this is a just a moment, it's a double, I tell you why. I'm not really happy with this. I'm not really happy with this, for the author now. This is it, this is the one. And then I would say, I take it, but this is the next, I cannot take it, this is the second thing.
It's impossible.
Yes, as it means, I take the first step, okay, desperate, or what we say, I bite my teeth and I take it, then you offer the second step, you say, then I say, I will take it, okay, it is this, and then I feel all the time, I don't take it. It's not possible to take it, I cannot relax with this.
Yeah.
As it means, it's a double, betray, double, betray.
Yeah.
As it means, please, solution that we studied.
For this way, for this energy, for this niche, it's really totally hopeless. Totally. There's no way of getting this. There's no... This apparent me may believe that it accepts this somehow as an idea, oh yeah, I should know that this is this or something. But it will never live in this perception. If here is said, this is it, then the apparent me mostly says,
super, but I take it because I'm advanced. And the second is the same rubbish. I would say the second means, okay, I take it. I mean, next time I surrender, I take it. And then I feel okay, the second offer is an Indian story. As a man, it's not.
It's impossible. It also has nothing to do with the apparent. It's not, what's being said here is not a prescription for life, or a prescription to fight this.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with this. This is anything but this apparently thinks it has to do, like surrender, like accept, like feel it, like diving into it, like I don't know what.
Mm-hmm.
These things are all ideas of the apparently, which always thinks that it has to do something to be happy, or to become one, to become whole. It has to find something, it has to, to do something. Or to not do something, to not think, for example. Yeah. Many people think, if I would think less, then there would be more silence, or then there would be silence. Of course, there would be more silence, but it's not what's being talked about.
Because the last 20 years, I live in Munich, in Germany, and I did the top of the top of the spiritual things. I did my LSD workshop in Samuel Yilma. I did so many things, dying, living. That means, and this is the answer now. I get 100,000 euro.
Yeah.
This is the answer.
Yeah, it's disappointing. It's disappointing and great.
Yes, I want my money back.
Yeah. And they sold you something. They sold a state. They sold a state of no thoughts, of happiness, of bliss, of I don't know what, of something.
Because the Buddhists give me more hope. They say, meditate in next life.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
They say, slowly, slowly, it will come.
Yeah, it's a story. Yeah. It will never come.
And they have a lot of you can say, spurn, a lot of wind, a lot of wind, and welcome or clouds around it. It's, you have to fly to solve it, and then it will come.
Yeah. It's a personal message. It's a suggestion for someone who actually doesn't see. It's impossible. There is no one to follow all those rules. There is just what happens, what appears, what is, but there is no person with will, with free will and choice and there is even no person who will become enlightened. There is no person.
Okay, I accept it.
Yeah.
That sounds good, but
yes.
Why is it great? You hear this thousand times. Okay, I agree, super is nothing, but please, why, for what, for this, for what, why is nothing?
It is nothing. Actually, this is nothing. This is nothing. This is nothing. Nothing nothing which appears as something or appears as everything.
Mm.
It's totally, in a way one could say it's totally empty.
The Buddhist mind, or
it's totally empty. There's nothing, it has no essence. There's nothing in it. There's no deeper thing in this. It's only this. This is everything. So you have nothing.
And you have the idea to create this famous rubbish.
No one.
To be nothing in appearance of something, who found this? Who is the founder?
Well, actually, no one. Actually, there is no separate something. Neither a separate me, nor a separate God, nor a separate creator. There is only this. And it doesn't have a reason, or it also doesn't have an intention. It's without intention, it's just this.
But it's so perfect. This no intention and no reason, it's so such a structure for what this world is big effort. Because we cannot.
It appears like a structure, but it's totally wild. It's chaos. It's totally chaotic. No structure. Only appears like a structure.
Is it? So the apparent self is creating or interpreting all this as a structure, whereas interpreting all this as has so much meaning and beyond the self. But if the apparent self is just, it's part of the whole as well, it's not separate. But where arises the wall that makes us think it is separate? Where does this wall come from that makes us feel there is the apparent self and then everything else?
Actually, it's the apparent self is the wall. It is the wall. But of course, this too is wholeness.
Yeah.
Appearing as something which experiences itself.
Yeah.
It's just what happens. Actually, to make this distinction between a separate self and a not separate self, which doesn't exist at all, is strange. Because there is only this. There is only what appears. And what appears can also appear as something which feels apparently separate. Which of course doesn't help this thing which perceives itself. The only function of this me is experiencing itself as me.
But then we take it out, so now we take this me out, okay? Means then this cheating, we can say it exists without me.
Which cheating?
Cheating is this criminal, this fake.
Of course. Yeah.
Without me also, so we can take it out.
It doesn't need you to be there.
Thank you. That's amazing.
All this doesn't need you.
But
it's all around.
They let me in, they let me actually.
Yes.
But
of course, all of this already happens without anyone. There is no one doing this. Actually, this is something which is very hard to get for the apparent nature, that everything might go on without.
It's horrible.
Yeah, in a way it's horrible.
Only for whom? Who is expecting that Jesus origin?
For this perception, for this meaning, it is actually it is hell. Hell is
No good. It's like the atheist.
A taste?
A taste means you don't believe in God. Believe in God. He is in a atheist.
Atheist.
Yes. In the night I helped with the Joker. He was standing in the night, in the dark night, in the stars, and he was shouting to the stars. And what am I going to tell you? And I tell you, God, you are not.
That's me talking to
him. Yes.
Out there.
At the end, we are in a thin situation.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But we are spiritual people. Is it not fair? If I would be an atheist, okay. But I'm a spiritual person.
Yeah, it's actually worse.
It's actually
worse. It's actually
worse. It's actually worse. It's
actually, this whole spiritual thing, without making it something, it's not bad, it's oneness, it's just what happens, and there is no one doing it. But of course, this whole spiritual thing is just another way of seeing, gathering stuff for oneself. It may not be money anymore, it may not be sex or power or it's states, it's ecstasy, it's bliss, it's enlightenment, it's whatever. It's actually the same seeking energy, it's the same seeking.
But what is with the Buddhist? Why do you think the Buddhists are not like so? They are not crazy. Why do you think when you speak procedure so many years that are 100 centuries, they are not crazy, they must realize this. It's nothing to get.
No, it's a story. It's a religion. It's a religion. And it's a story.
What do you mean by it's a story?
The whole enlightenment thing and many lives and all these things is a story. It comes actually out of this perception of separation. Of being separate. I am someone and I have to do something to gain this. And actually it's worse because mostly you can't get it in this life, so you do it next life or the next 30 lives. And all the whole perception of having a future, of having a task, or there being a goal in the future when everything will be good. This is the story. Which comes out of the perception of there being someone who can do something. Without this perception of me, all this is just what it is.
No goal is
just this. And the whole idea of there being a goal collapses. It's not that the goal is reached, just the whole perception of what I said in the beginning is lacking of something and therefore searching for something else completely crashes or vanishes. And what's left is what appears. And this can appear as everything.
So this sounds like a story of enlightenment, what you just told.
I think
it sounds like somebody's getting enlightened and after there's only this.
And it's a story.
The is a story in the sense of, I guess, the way I feel, if I want to say this, all this emptiness, I cannot say it. I cannot say it. So it's like a story, maybe to maybe give a little idea. Or
it's a description of something which cannot be described.
It's a story in this sense.
But of course it's true. There is no me which can follow him. There is no me. There only is what appears. I could say, and of course this is also a story, that the apparent me, that which thinks that it lives, in some way here faces its death. So maybe one also could tell it a living and dying.
Er weiß was sie machen, er weiß was sie sieht, geht mit mir oder wie?
Again?
Also was sie sieht oder was er sieht, is it living with me or not?
No, actually, it was more a joke. Because actually, one could also this call a living and dying. Like a living and dying cause, but it was a joke. Because it's not about this, it's not intended for this to happen. There is already wholeness. Nothing has to die, or there is actually nothing which can die, or which has to be, or has to go. There's only wholeness. So.
Okay, but then we can ask, also, we can ask, okay, then we go out. Today I go out and then, okay, I have a new knowledge, whatever. And then I will say, okay, I will start now this what? Let's start now. This what?
It's really about nothing. And it's not sure that you walk out. Maybe they're just walking out.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there's only walking out. And maybe you think you're doing this, or it happens to you. But also, this perception can not be there. Actually, and also this is the story, the perception of me can often disappear during a day, or often there's just no one, but it's not noticed because there is no one who notices it. But of course, the apparent me can't do anything with this. It's left here totally with empty hands. Nothing, really nothing to hold on.
The founder of holotropic breathing, Stanislav Grof, is a child who was working with LSD many times. I think he is alive now. And he wrote the last book was about coincidence. So what happened? And he said, if you watch this emptiness, it's nothing. But he said, it looks like it would there be a sense of humor, because it brings a lot of coincidence. So he said, also, okay, I think you will say it's also nothing. But in this nothing and no system, he wrote or he. You think about it's like a sense of humor, the coincidence, whatever. So, would somebody watch? Okay, nothing is okay, knees was okay, I give it up, okay? But, okay.
Somehow, in a way, I Maybe humor, I don't know. Maybe what can I say like this? The thing is that I would, of course, there's not a state of humor or enjoyment or something which is it feels like that you would do. But of course, all of a sudden, this is wholeness. All of a sudden, there is fulfillment. This fulfillment is for no one. It's not a personal experience. It's nothing to grasp, nothing which someone has. But of course, it's full now. I don't like giving it feelings, because then it sounds like a state, like it feels always good, or there's always joy, or it's a feeling. Sometimes there's enjoyment and something not. Sometimes there's something else, like rage or being stressed out or whatever. But there's nothing lacking it anymore. Anymore, this anymore, all ready. So.